The Office of Management and Budget starts to see progress on a set of 15 cross-agency goals. The cross-agency priorities, or CAPs, are a mix of policy and management reforms that range from a stronger cybersecurity regime to better customer service. As of this month, OMB now has action plans for each one and tracks agency progress on performance.gov. Now the results are trickling in. John Kamensky is Senior Fellow and Associate Partner for the IBM Center for the Business of Government. He's analyzing the latest progress report, and he joins us now. Hi, John. Thanks for doing this. Welcome to Federal News Radio.
How you doing, Jared?
Doing great. Good. Before we dig into this progress report, let's step back for a second, and we can, because this all goes back to the 2010 GIPRA Modernization Act. What did Congress have in mind when it told the executive branch to establish and pursue these goals? What was the objective from the beginning?
Well, there was never really a mechanism at the government-wide level for addressing goals that reached across agency boundaries, and it was largely an ad hoc effort. And this law provides a form and a place and an approach to actually doing this.
And so there were interim goals, I believe, in the 2012-2013 timeframe. What's different now that OMB has set out specific implementation plans?
Well, the law basically put the entire government on a four-year cycle around goal settings for agency strategic goals, et cetera. And so in order to get into that cycle, which is coterminous with presidential terms, there were interim goals. And so now that President Obama was reelected to a second term, that was why there's now permanent goal or year. Four-year long-term goals. They're set a year after a president is elected or reelected. So that's why they're now considered full goals as opposed to interim. But of the 15 interim goals that were set, five of them rolled over into the second term. And so those five are a bit more mature than the other 10.
And I think one of the things that you suggested when you wrote about this a couple of weeks ago is those are the ones that we're beginning to see some measurable progress on. Take us through those five, if you can. How much progress and what do the results say?
Okay. Well, one of them, for example, is around strategic sourcing. That was an administration initiative, so they made this into a cross-agency priority goal. And they've created a council to do this. They have a web page. They have progress reports that are required quarterly, but they put live stuff on their web page that they have with a dashboard so you can sort of see what's going on and which agencies and best practices and stuff. And the Strategic Sourcing Leadership Council is really quite active in getting a lot done.
Yeah, along with specific dates and timeframes that they're targeting, which I think is also important. So that's one of the five. Of the other 10, there's not that many specifics in terms of accomplishments at this point.
As
I gather.
Right.
But are the goals set out in such a way that we're going to be able to track progress down the road once implementation starts rolling along?
Well, the way the goals are actually written, they're more around progress, not around reaching a specific target and the goals. Now, when they develop the plans, which are the action plans that have been posted on the website, you're able to then begin to see some where they're talking about achieving specific goals, et cetera. And, for example, the one to benchmark and improve mission support operations, there's been presidential guidance that's come out around that. They've developing work groups and teams, and then once they have, and this gets into things that the administration was doing earlier, like identifying and cutting improper payments and savings on real estate costs. So in some cases, some of these elements are more mature than others. But they have these updates that are published quarterly, and that's where you're going to see more of the concrete stuff.
You know, obviously we have goals in every nook and cranny in every organization throughout government. What do we know or what do we think we know about the impact of elevating a particular goal into one of these 15 cross-agency areas? Does it make it more important? Does it give it more vigor behind it?
Well, that's a question that GAO asked when they looked at the interim goals? Did being designated an interim goal make a difference? And in interviews with the goal leaders at the time, the goal leader said, well, not necessarily, but I think that if you look at it from the outside, that when a lot more public attention is placed on something, I think there's a lot more attention by the people that are doing it as well as the people that are supposed to be helping them. So I think there is a benefit. It can't be quantified, I think, at this point. The initial goal leaders weren't sure that, you know, that there was a difference, but I think that, well, that'll be something that'll be reassessed, I think, down the road, and I think it'll be shown as making a difference.
Sure. Irrespective of how quantifiable it is, doing these reviews as a general principle and going through this exercise, how much does it matter? What's the literature on that, and how much has that been looked at?
Well, there was a professor that's been looking at this over time. His name is Don Moynihan. He's out of the University of Wisconsin. And he says that establishing routines like the quarterly reviews, et cetera, in a bureaucratic setting actually winds up improving performance and the use of performance information over time.
And probably an important aspect of that is you're establishing bureaucratic structures in a more permanent way that span across organizational and agency and department boundaries.
Yes, and what it does is it gives whoever the goal leader is a lot more leverage in dealing with his or her counterparts in other agencies. One of the things that I thought was interesting in the lessons learned between the interim goals and the regular goals that we have now is that OMB learned that if you just have a political appointee as the head of the cross-agency goals, that's not as strong as if you pair the political head with a seasoned career person who can work across agency boundaries in that area. In the original goals, many of the CAP goal leaders were White House staffers. And so by pairing them with somebody that's a veteran career civil servant in the bureaucracy, there's a greater chance they're going to be able to get traction on things.
Interesting point. Okay, so now that we have detailed action plans for all 15 of these goals, what are the important things in your mind to watch going forward to see how successful the administration and agencies are?
Well, I think that the important thing is to look at the quarterly progress reviews as they come out and see if they are process-oriented, like we held this many meetings, we had that, or did they actually come out and say that in the case of, for example, the science, technology, education, math training goal, were more people going to universities and getting STEM degrees as opposed to before? So I think it's looking at the results, not just the activities that are associated with it.